The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London, where the nominations for the new leader of the Conservative Party, therefore the next Prime Minister, have closed. 10 Conservative candidates. Adam, some of these people are kidding, aren't they?
I would think so. They're not names that you know. Frankly, they're not names that most of us here know. Mark Harcourt. Matt Hancock.
Never heard of him.
Although he is a government minister. There are one or two sort of names. Esther McVeigh, she may not be an international figure, but she's sort of vaguely known here, partly because she wants to appear in a swimsuit on a reality TV show. But otherwise, it's probably the usual suspects. Boris Johnson, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, Michael Gove, who looks like Baines from Thunderbirds. Those three, possibly. Although I rather like Rory Stewart, because he had this fabulous quote where he said, "No more unicorns." And we all scratched our heads going, "What do you mean, no more no more mythical beasts in politics? Is that what you're saying?"
I think it's a joke. Just to fill in what our listeners, if a candidate, because there will be a vote this Thursday.
On Thursday, indeed.
And if a candidate receives fewer than 5% of the vote, that's fewer than 17 votes, they drop out, don't they?
Yes, and I would think it'd be one, two, maybe three who will drop out.
Absolutely.
And then they'll just keep going, they'll keep voting.
Well, then there's a vote on the 18th of June. On the 18th of June, and if they don't get 10%, that's 33 votes on the 18th, which is a week today, then they go as well. And then if there are more than two left, they keep voting until they get it down to two.
The long and short of it is that it'd be down to two within about 12 days, and then they'll go very quiet for a month while the Conservative Party make their choices quietly behind closed doors over gin and tonics and macadamia nuts, and then eventually they will declare a Prime Minister for us by the 22nd of July. At least that's the theory. What could possibly go wrong, Alan?
Well, what could possibly go wrong is history tells us that the favourite rarely wins. All right, Adam. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.